Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Jessica of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. And in which county do you currently reside?
In Hidalgo County.
Hidalgo. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Oh, great. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Is that Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with a 0 meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
Extremely interested.
On a scale of 0 to 10?
Oh. You said 10 was extremely?
Yes.
Okay, 10.
Thank you. Now, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say the one down from very conservative.
Let me repeat that again. Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize him, just say so. Here is the first name. The Republican Party. Positive or negative impression?
Positive.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Some.
Somewhat positive. Next is Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Positive or negative impression?
Very positive.
Sorry, would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Strong.
Next, the Democratic Party. Positive or negative?
Positive.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Next, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Positive or negative impression?
Positive.
Would that be strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Strong.
Thank you. Next, Republican candidate for State Senate Adam Inuhuna. Positive or negative impression?
Positive.
Will that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Somewhat.
Next is Vice President Kamala Harris. Positive or negative impression?
Positive.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Strong.
Thank you. Next, State Senator Morgan Lamantia. Positive?
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
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 Yeah.
Okay, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, you can hear me. Okay.
Morgan Lamantia. Yes, Morgan Lamantia. I don't know her too well, but I guess positive.
Positive? Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
It's somewhat positive.
Okay. Next is former President Donald Trump. Positive or negative?
Positive.
Would that be somewhat a strong positive or somewhat positive impression?
A strong positive.
Thank you. Now, if the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, or Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Trump and Vance.
Now, if the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Now, for which one of the following candidates would you vote if the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa, Republican?
Adam Hinojosa.
Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Not sure, because it's really the person who hustles to get all the voters out. And Morgan Lamantia will do that, I'm sure. She's very determined, I believe.
Okay, so, does that deserve re-election?
Well, no, I don't feel like that deserves re-election, but it's hard work, so she'll earn it, I guess.
Okay, so again, the choices are deserves re-election, someone else, or you're just unsure about it?
Unsure.
Okay, thank you. And so now I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Now, here is the first statement. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business. Is that much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
No, I would expect her to do things to help her business. So, I forgot what the options were. It would not make me vote against her.
Okay.
It would make me
no, more than Lamont. Okay. Morgan Lamantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
I would be less likely to vote for her.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs, for students who don't plan to attend college. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Um, the most likely to vote for him?
Was that much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Adam Enuhusa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat
much
less
more likely,
or much less likely?
Much
Thank
more likely.
You. Next. Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Adam Enuhusa supports securing our border to protect our families. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Less likely to vote. Much less likely.
Adam Enuhusa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more or less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
According to Nueces County records, Adam Enuhusa's restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Adam Enuhusa will work to protect our children from the radical leftists. Leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification, and bring sanity back to our school policies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia state funding for children's transitioning and gender modification surgeries. Much more likely, somewhat more likely,
much
somewhat
less
likely,
likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Adam Enuhusa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private, or a charter school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
Adam Enuhusa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely. You could pay taxes.
Morgan Lamantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
What was that again, the question, or the first part?
Morgan Lamantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Oh, much less likely.
Now, Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely,
much less likely.
Okay. All right. Adam Enuhusa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
What was the question again?
Adam Enuhusa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
He's against that? Is that what the question is? Much happening.
Yes.
Say it again. One more time. Just that part.
Sure thing.
Adam
Enuhusa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon
much
our community.
Much likely.
Is that much more or much less likely?
Much more.
Okay. Adam Enuhusa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. Much more likely, thank you. Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Somewhat less likely.
Adam Enuhusa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year, this is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Somewhat less likely.
Pardon me?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, thank you. Now, having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, or Adam Enuhusa, Republican?
Adam Enuhusa, Republican.
Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1976.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from cable news networks, from news sites on the internet, from social media such as Facebook or X, from local TV news, from the newspaper, or from blogs and emails?
A combination. it's local news and
okay.
on the on the internet, websites
from
news
sites on the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch most Spanish language television or more English language television?
Both. I mean, equal.
Both, okay. That's okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Without local cable system, streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, or satellite dish or DirecTV?
Antenna.
And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? A local cable system, streaming over the internet without commercials, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, or satellite dish or DirecTV?
Streaming without commercials.
Thank you. And
no,
do you have...
Streaming with commercials. Sorry.
Okay, our only option is streaming over the internet without commercials.
Okay, then that's a good one too.
Okay, thank you. And do you have an X account?
No.
An Instagram account?
No.
A YouTube account?
No.
A Facebook account?
No.
No. Okay. And which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? First, abortions should be illegal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Second, abortions should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Third, abortions should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Or fourth, abortions should never be legal.
Number three.
All right, so this already concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your time so much. I do hope you have a wonderful day ahead, okay?
All right, thank goodness. All right, thank you. Have a good day. You too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a good one.